Yeah, I think it'll cut you off then.
Yes, don't click on end call. It first put me on speaker.
Yeah.
Have you put me on speaker, sir?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Now, putting me on speaker, press the single button and you will back to the home page of your phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, click on the apps where you can see all your regular apps, okay? Click on the apps.
Yeah, I'll just put this volume up a bit.
Now, have a look on your computer screen. You will get to see an yes-no option. You need to click on yes, okay? You will get to see an yes-no option. Click on yes. Have you clicked on yes?
No, it's just, it went blank. I'm starting afresh now.
What can you see on your computer screen? Do you see an yes or
no? Yes, no.
Click on yes. Click on yes.
Yep.
Okay,
right.
now leave your computer as it is. Don't do anything. And
tell
me, what can you see on your phone screen? Do you see the red app any desk? Open it.
I've only got the home page. Yeah.
Okay, click on the menu, click on the apps.
Yeah. Done.
Yes. And now what can you see on your computer screen, sir?
Oh, I've got phone, contacts, messages, internet, gallery, camera, video.
Yes. Slide your screen. You will get to see an option. Any desk, the red app, okay?
Yeah. Hit on
yes. That. Yes, click on it.
Right.
And you will see an option, start now. You need to give a click on start now. Look at the right hand side bottom.
Yep.
Click on start now.
Right.
Okay. Now what can you see on your phone screen?
Phone screen, you've got the connection established, eBay.
All right. Now press the single button from your phone and go back to the normal page of your phone screen.
Right. Your computers.
Now don't do anything on your phone, sir. The robotic server is going to give you a black screen. Do you see a black screen?
Oops.
Do you see a black screen on your computer?
Yeah, it is on the computer, yep.
Okay, all right. The security, the robotic shield has been turned on, okay? Now, what I'm going to do, I'm simply going to transfer your call to the senior manager of the anti-fraud department, okay? He's going to it's from the National Crime Agency, all right? It's NCA, and they're going to provide you the security shield for your ANZ account, and they're going to give you all the security so that no one can do any kind of foreign transaction in your account, okay? So be on the line, sir. I'm just going to transfer this call to them, all right? The security officer will help you out, and please cooperate with him, okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Stay on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
Well, thanks.
All right, that's very glad to listen. I believe that you're having a word with the EV department, and they have already explained it to you that what is going on your personal details. Am I correct?
Well, that's what I said, yeah.
All right. Now, may I know that what you have understood till now after spoken to the eBay department?
Say again?
Could you just confirm it to me that what you have understood after spoken to the eBay department?
Oh, well, I was suspicious that they were a hoax, but he seems to reckon they're not.
Like, I believe that they have already explained it to you that what is going on your personal details, like why you have received this call and why you are facing this sort of problem.
Yeah, something about $299.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, I believe that you haven't made any of these transactions that they have mentioned to you, correct?
No, well, they've only mentioned the one, but they haven't heard that.
Like, they have mentioned the transaction, and you said to them that you are not the person who have authorized any of this transaction, correct?
Yeah, if it was $299, I'd...
Yeah. So the question arises here, if you haven't done this, then who is doing this in behalf of you? There might be somebody else who have got your information and who have got your details, and they are doing these sort of things in behalf of you.
I guess so, yeah. It definitely wasn't me.
Right. Now, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are several people from overseas countries who have been connected with the same internet IP address of yours, all right? And do you know that why your call has been connected to the National Crime Agency, that is us? Do you have got any idea about National Crime Agency?
No.
Okay. Now, let me tell you that we are the government agency. We work for a government, and we work under Australian Federal Bureau Investigation. We deal with all the fraudulent activities and transactions, whatever is happening in whole over Australia. We deal with it. Okay. Now, as we guess through your personal details, there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on. Somebody has already registered yourself to the ANZ online banking, and they are trying to misuse with your details and with your identification. And they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities. Okay? Now, could you just tell me that when did you last time you used your debit card of your ANZ?
Probably only 2 nights ago, I think. Yeah.
Okay. And apart from you, does anyone knows about it, your card details and your information?
Not as far as I know.
Okay. Because as I can see over here that through your internet network, there are more than 10 devices which is connected with the same internet IP address of yours. And there are several banks which has been trying to be logged in from the same internet connection of yours. So that means that they are using your identification and they are just trying to compromise into your personal details, okay? So what we will gonna do, we will gonna go ahead and put the 3D security on your whole internet connection and on your banking server as well. So that we have to cancel all the charges from you, from your end, and as well as we need to protect your identification as well. So could you just tell me that what you can see on your computer screen at the moment?
It's just
going
onto the Google page.
Okay. Right. Now, what we are going to do, we will going to help you out how we're going to go ahead and put the security on your banking server. Okay? So, just allow me some moment. And could you just tell me that have you ever done any online banking from your ANZ? Have you ever done any online banking?
Online banking, so on ANZ.
Yeah, have you ever done any internet banking?
Oh yeah, I pay all my bills just about online.
Yeah. And how often do you check your statement? Like how often?
Probably not often enough, but I.
And how do you? How do you do that? You do that from the computer?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Now, as I can see that there are people from overseas countries who have been connected with your network, and they are misusing with your details and with your information. So till now, whatever the activities you have done on your whole internet connection, they have got all the information, they have got all the details. So that is how they are just trying to steal money from you for several times. Now, it's not about only, like $299. It's about your hard and soul money. I don't want that without your permission, anyone can take any money out of your bank account. Because that is illegal. That's a cyber crime.
There was a transaction on the, I went to the ANZ Bank yesterday and queried this on the 20th of January, and they couldn't tell me what it was.
Okay, could you just tell me that when did you, have you received any sort of phone calls from anyone in the last few couple of days, or they were asking for any of your personal information or any of your banking details?
I did get two or three years ago, somebody lost $10,000, but the bank recovered it.
Okay. Right. And when did the last time you log in into your accounts for the last time?
Only two or three days ago.
Okay. Now, have you ever logged in on that time on your internet banking? Have you ever to logged in on that time?
Logged in on
internet banking?
Yeah, I log in all the time when I go on.
Okay, now can you just check your computer? Can you just do one thing? Can you just log in into your accounts and check the statement that if any money has been deducted from your account or not, and just to let me know?
That's what I'm saying. It was a transaction I haven't been able to, I should be able to, but I can't remember the 20th of January. So.
Like whenever they have tried to steal the money from you, the 10,000.
That was 3 years ago, I think.
Okay. Now, on your computer screen, what do you see?
Just now.
Yeah.
It's got ANZ Internet Banking.
Yeah. How do you log in? You just click on login and put the ID and the password, then you log in?
That's right. Put the
The way you log in onto your ANZ online banking, so just log in into your accounts and check the statement. Because as I can see over here that the hackers have targeted on your personal bank to steal money from there. And maybe that is the reason why that they have just blocked your account. So can you just log in into your accounts and check the statement that can you able to log in onto your accounts or not, and just let me know?
What do you mean? Do it now, you mean?
Yeah, right now.
Well, I'm a bit wary about it.
Don't worry about it, because you see that we are working so hard for 24/7 for you guys. I can see that somebody has already tried to steal money from you, and that is the reason why that you can't able to, get into your personal details. So that is the reason. And before you clicked on login, just do let me know.
Right, I'll log in there. Yeah.
Check all the accounts. Check all the accounts.
I checked them yesterday. I know, right.
Have you checked all the accounts?
Yeah, I checked them yesterday.
Okay. Now look at the top. Look at the very top. Can you see? It says two pending payments on the top?
Yeah.
Give a touch on that.
What's that?
Yeah, press on that.
Find out more. Yeah, well, that's just a credit card.
Okay. Right. Now, what we need to do, we need to go ahead and we need to put the security on your banking server and on your personal details. Now, could you just tell me that when did you... Yeah, it's from the security server. Now, could you just tell me that when did you last time you went to your bank for the last time?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. And may I know that for what reason you have been to the bank? Because I can see that there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on your personal information and on your bank details. Now, is this the ANZ bank account is belongs to you or is this a joint account?
I do the banking for my sister who's in hospital and not capable of looking after it. So I've got her account on mine that I've got power of attorney.
Okay, like the both of the account that you're having with the ANZ, that is this the account is belongs to you or is this a joint account that you're having?
There's two of them belong to my sister, but they're all on the one login.
Okay, it belongs to your sister.
Two of the accounts.
Okay. Now, if you get to see anything changes on your screen, just do let me know. I mean, if you get to see anything changes on your computer screen, what do you see on your computer screen at the moment?
Just now. Oh, no. Well, I looked at it yesterday. And there's one on the 20th of January that I've got to confirm. It's 5,950, I think.
Okay. So
the progressive and ANZ Access Advantage, is this the account is belongs to you or your sister?
A bit of both. Yeah.
That are the accounts is belongs to your sister.
One of them does. One of them belongs to me.
Okay. Right. Now, I can see that somebody is already tried to register yourself to the online banking and they are keep misusing with your details and with your information. So that is the reason why we are facing so much trouble while you are doing these things online. Okay. Now you see that your network is not working properly. Can you see that? Because the hackers from overseas countries have been connected with the same internet IP address.
So I should change my details every now and again, you reckon?
I'm sorry?
You reckon I should change my details more often?
No, we need to go ahead and put the security on your banking server. So that is the reason why we want this your cooperation so that we can go ahead and put the security on your internet banking and your whole internet server as well. So that is the reason why we want your cooperation. So just allow me some moment, don't touch anywhere, just be on that page. Okay. Do you see any changes on your screen?
I didn't think the limit was 10,000, but it might be.
Okay, right. Now, just allow me some moment.
left the screen. Yeah.
Like which one is your sister account? Is this the Progress Saver one? Is the your sister account?
Three Progressive Savers. I've lost the screen now. No, it's not. Oh, here we are. The last two of my sisters.
Last one would be on your sister. The Progress Saver and okay, the last two. Right. All right. All right. Okay. Right. Right. Now just allow me some moment. Let me have a word with my team. Just allow me some moment. Now, what do you see on your screen at the moment?
Nothing. It's disappeared again. She's all in the black.
Okay, now on your mobile phone, what do you see on your mobile phone at the moment?
No, it's only a homepage, but I don't do banking on the phone.
Okay, now you don't have to do this, but can you just do one thing? Can you just open up the AnyDesk application?
What, on the phone, you mean?
Yeah, on your phone, there would be an AnyDesk application on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's open.
Yeah. Now, can you see the numbers over there?
Yep.
Okay. Now, once you get to see any options, start now, give a click on start now.
Right.
Okay. Now, you do one thing, swipe up your screen from bottom to top. And come back to the home screen.
Go back to what, the home page?
Yeah, home page of your mobile phone.
Right.
Okay. Now you have downloaded ANZ Shield app on your mobile phone. Like, may I know that? For what reason you have downloaded this application on your mobile?
Well, I haven't, I don't think. I don't do any banking on my mobile.
Okay, right. I'll help you that whatever it is happening. Because you see that without your any authorization, somebody is using your personal details and your information. And they are just misusing with your details. And with your personal information, because you are not doing anything by your own self, but somebody else is doing it, and they are using your identifications for that.
I don't do any phone banking.
Okay, all right. Now, on your mobile phone, what do you see?
I just got the home page. Yeah.
Okay.
These icons.
All right. Now, on your mobile phone, can you see any option as ANZ Shield? Can you see any option, ANZ Shield?
There is one down the bottom corner there, ANZ Shield.
Okay, now on your mobile phone, can you check the icon? It says ANZ Shield.
Yeah.
Open up the app.
Yeah.
Okay.
Telling me that it's loud, you need, I need a sink code or something. What am I supposed to do there?
All right. Now, I will going to help you out. Now, this is the ANZ shield through which we will going to activate the security on your whole internet connection. Okay? So, just allow me some moments so that we can go ahead and activate the firewall security. All right? Now, through this ANZ shield, we will going to protect your ANZ banking server through three layers of security. Okay, and I will going to let you know that how we going to go ahead and provide you the security, okay? Okay, so in that case, you know that it will take some time to go ahead and do this sort of things. Now, in the meantime, you don't have to do anything about it. You just sit back and relax. Whatever it will going to ask you, I will going to let you know. Then you just come back to the mobile phone or to the computer screen and do the rest of the procedure, right?
Yeah, I suppose, but...
Right. I will gonna let you know.
So what, I just hang up or what?
No. Okay, now. Okay, now we will gonna send you a verification code on your mobile phone. All right? Could you just do one thing? Could you just open up the message on your mobile phone? Open up the message, normal text message.
What's that? Yeah.
Open up the message from your mobile phone. You have received the message from the ANZ. Just open up the message from the ANZ that you have received now.
Yeah.
Open up the message.
Yeah, it's got a code there. I get that code, is that what you want?
Okay, now just leave that. Okay, you just do one thing, swipe up your screen from bottom to top. Press the single button, come back to your home screen.
Say again, please.
Yeah, could you just open up the ANZ Shield app from your mobile phone? Give a click on I have a sync code.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that page.
Give a click on I have a sync code, give a touch on that.
To get it though, I've got to press a button or something.
Okay, now you need to write the code I'm providing it to you. It would be S for sugar, small s for sugar. You need to put that in on the sync code. Touch on that sync code, the white long panel.
Oh. Yeah, I've got to get a keyboard somewhere.
The keyboard may not. Touch on that sync code.
I haven't got a keyboard. Yeah, how do I get that in there?
No keyboard is coming up.
I can't find the keyboard. How do I get a keyboard? Punch it in there.
Okay, do one thing, go to the Play Store, open up the Play Store.
The Play Store.
Now, look at the top. Can you see it says Google Play with a white long panel? It says search for A.
No, I can't get Google Play.
Look at the very top. What do you see? Can you see it says search for app on the top? Now don't touch anywhere, leave it. Now, what do you see? Yes. Yeah, now just leave it, the server will gonna do that by their own self, alright? Now don't touch anywhere, okay? It will gonna come up automatically. Okay, now don't touch anywhere, just stay on that page. Okay, hold on, it will come up. You see that your network is not, working properly. It's taking so much time. Now, what options do you see on your screen?
Sync code accepted, set up your PIN.
Can you see next?
Next, yeah.
Yes, give a click on next. Now, I'm providing you the PIN. Your PIN would be 78.
7, 8.
60.
60.
What you are doing? Hold on, leave that. What do you see on your screen now?
Nothing can be, but I did press 7860. Oh, yeah, it's coming up now. Just the four dots come up. Yeah.
Yes. It would be 7860. Now, hold on. Now, don't touch anywhere, just be stay on this page. Now, can you see any option it says done?
Done, yeah.
Click on that, done. Yes, done.
Close.
Okay, give a click on close.
Close.
Okay, now give a click on OK.
Okay,
now I'm okay, now just come back to your home screen. Press the middle button and come back to your home screen. Okay, now just allow me some moment. Just allow me some moment. हाँ सर मारिएगा ये इससे आ गया काम Now, in the meantime, could you just tell me that have you shared any of your personal details to any of your family members?
No.
Because somebody has already registered, you know, like some unusual website using your personal details and your information. So that is why we have to go ahead and cancel all these activities, which is not authorized by you, okay? So, and in the meantime, could you just help me with your full name?
James Michael Cash.
James, right? I hope you won't mind if I call you with your first name, James. And what was the last name?
Cash.
Can you just spell it out, your last name?
C-A-S-H.
Cash.
Cash.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay. And could you just tell me that it's taking so much time? I don't know that how much time it will take to put the security, because we are about in an investigation and we have to investigate this matter in a proper way so that we can find it out that who are the people those that tried to compromise into your personal details and with your information. Okay. Now, it will take some time. I will gonna let you know that how much time it will take. And you had your dinner?
don't know.
Do you live by your own or with your family?
I am at the moment. Yeah, but I've got to go and visit my sister in hospital.
Okay, your sister is in hospital.
Yeah.
Like, you have to go there today or tomorrow?
Oh, tonight. Yeah.
Today you have to go or like tomorrow?
No, well, I was going to go tonight.
And by what time you will be come back home tomorrow? If you go tonight.
Oh, I'll be back here tomorrow. I'll be out there shortly, really.
Now, could you just tell me that tomorrow, like, what will be the convenient time to talk to you tomorrow?
How early do you start?
I'm sorry?
How early is this?
I couldn't get that.
How early would you be available?
I'm just asking you, that's why, like, when you will be woke up in the morning so that tomorrow I can speak to you from the morning, that's what I said.
Yeah, well, 9 a.m. or 9 o'clock, huh? Yeah.
Sorry?
9 o'clock, 8:30 or 9 o'clock, I don't know.
About
too early or what?
No. Like, we work 24/7, so that's not a problem. Okay. Now, just allow me some moment.
Still there?
And James, on your mobile phone, what do you see on your mobile phone at the moment? Okay. Now, what we are going to do, we are providing you the security, so it might be happen. You will gonna receive a text message on your mobile phone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, just hold on. Okay. Now, can you just open up the ANZ Shield app? Open up the NG Field app. Touch on that app.
Yeah, I'm trying to. When, yeah.
Okay, now I'm providing you the numbers. It should be 78. Put the numbers in 7860.
Enter it again.
Okay, hold on, hold on, just hold on. Okay, now press the middle button from your NZ shelf. Come back to your home screen.
Right. You're still there?
Yeah, just hold on. I'm just working on it. You there, Tim?
Yeah, I'm here. But I'm
okay. Okay, now the thing is that what happened over here, we can see that there are lots of transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted from the same internet IP address of yours. Now, you have been to your bank tomorrow, yesterday or today you have been to the bank?
Yesterday.
And may I know that for what reason you have been to the bank?
I went to see if the if they could tell me what this transaction on the 20th of January was.
20th of January, right. Okay, now I can see that there are lots of charges which has been tried to be made and attempted from your internet banking, that somebody else is using your internet banking for making some fraudulent charges and some fraudulent transaction out of your bank account. There are lots of transactions which has been happened. Now, it's already 6:27 at the moment, so we can't able to do anything on it at the moment. Now, could you just tell me that tomorrow, what will be the convenient time to talk to you in the morning?
Well, how early? 8:30 or 9 o'clock.
8:30 to 9 o'clock. Should I call you back at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah,
okay, right. Now, just hold on for a moment. As I can see that the hackers have already, you know, used your bank accounts for making some fraudulent charges and some fraudulent transactions out of your accounts. So we need to go ahead and we need to find it out that who are the people those are trying to compromise into your details. And Abul gonna let you know that what you need to do next, because there are lots of, you know, transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted from your internet banking, from your NZ bank itself. Okay?
Yep.
So
we need to go ahead and we need to provide you the security on your whole internet server and on your banking server as well. So tomorrow in the morning, I will gonna get back to you and we're gonna let you know that what are the precautions we need to take and what you need to do to save your money and your identification. So till that time, I'm kept an eye on your account and tell your fraud team to keep an eye on your account so that nothing will be goes wrong with your personal details. Alright? So you remember my name? I can make a note of it that my name is Peter Wilson and I'm from the National Crime Agency. Alright?
Peter Wilson.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'll get back to you, James, tomorrow in the morning, sharp 9 o'clock. And we're going to disclose this matter in a proper way, okay? And make sure one thing, that apart from me, if you received any call from anyone, don't talk to them. You need to hang up the call on them, okay? Don't talk to anybody about this apart from me, okay? All right. Just have your dinner and take care of yourself, and I'll get back to you tomorrow, okay? Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye.